Have you ever wondered why is there suffering in the world? Hey guys, Andrew here, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Have you ever wondered why bad things happen in this world? That's a question that a lot of people wonder from time to time. And it's one that we're actually going to explore in our devotional today. Our devotion today is titled, God, Why Is There Suffering? And it was written by Candy Zeller. Why is there suffering? That's a great question, and one that's worth thinking about. So let's start with what we know about God and about our world. First off, God is good, and He's working all things for His good purposes. His timing is different from ours, but it is perfect. We're humans who are sinful, and God is God and free from sin. He can't see things we can't. He can see things we can't, though. So sometimes what He does can be confusing. Secondly, illness, suffering, and death are not things God made. Our world was created good, but was broken and twisted by sin and its effects. We see that in Genesis 1:31, as well as Romans 8, verses 18 through 23. Sin is doing anything in rebellion against God, who is the definition of good and the source of life. When sin entered the world, it brought illness, suffering, and death. Thirdly, because He loves us, suffering makes God sad too, so much that He came to die on the cross and came back to life so He could beat sin, suffering, and death. When Jesus' friend Lazarus became sick and died, Jesus wept, even though He knew that He would raise Lazarus from the grave. We see that account in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. Because He is human and came and lived with us, Jesus knows our hurts, so we can bring our pain to Him. We can see that in Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Lastly, one day, Jesus will return and make all things new, free from sin, suffering, and death. We see that in Revelation 21, 1 through 5. Those who trust Him as their Savior from sin will live forever with Him on the new heavens and earth. Even now, Jesus is with us through it all. Because of all these truths, we can hold on to the promises of God in Christ even as we experience pain. Talk to Jesus about your hurts. He cares. He understands. He is working. He is with you, and He has not forgotten you. And He will one day end all suffering and brokenness at just the right time. So let's talk about this. Do you still have questions? That's okay. Who is a trusted Christian friend in your life you can talk with about this? As we read in John chapter 16, verse 33, I, Jesus, have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Now, I'd encourage you to read Psalm chapter 44, verses 23 through 26, as well as Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have younger siblings that might enjoy something like Unlocked, but geared just for them? Check out our Keys for Kids devotion books at keysforkids.org. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.